though, let's go ahead and yank that e-brake.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Are we on? Dave?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we on, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay, we're on?
Yes.
Okay.
You're on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Dave, you got a pot crack up. Dave?
He's not on yet. Hang on just a second.
This ought to be fun.
So, what do you want to talk about?
Are you there, Craig? Or Chase? Or...
Can you not hear me?
The linchpin has been sheared, and the wheels are off.
Hey.
Craig, are you on? Craig is not on.
He has to call.
It's kind of tough, because this was his segment.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Well, I will tell you, I'm going to try and play Craig Grant today.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates. You get to vote on them at 214-787-1310. Please vote responsibly. We have a couple of cussing incidents on national television, including the set of TNT, where they have a little Ask Charles segment, where they have video of fans asking Charles a question or two. Well, this was really uncomfortable because he's had some off-the-field marital problems, and they... had a couple of girls ask him what she prefers, blondes or brunettes, and then he drops the a-hole bomb.
Hi, Charles. We were just wondering, what do you like better, brunettes or blondes?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Charles, answer that. I'm interested.
Did you hear the question?
Do you like blondes or brunettes? Do you like bronze or brunettes? Which one do you like? Answer the question.
I think he just
hey, whoever did that right there, I got to have a talk with the production people.
Is it getting you in trouble?
Sorry, you got in trouble. Blondes, man.
Blondes, man.
Maureen, don't listen to these people here. y'all are ass around here.
Oh, wait, what?
Ernie. Uh-oh. Or what? We're going to get to... Then they had the TNT voice come on. You're watching the... very uncomfortable. They just fade out and go to break. What's he thinking? Although, he did apologize the next day, but nothing happens to TNT, right? Because they're cable?
Right.
So...
say anything.
You could say what you want, basically. Well, I guess that's what they think on ESPN. My advice to ESPN, just play SportsCenter all day long. Get rid of First Take and...
God, no kidding.
Cold Pizza Revisited or what? I don't know what all these shows are. But
those shows are such a beating.
And they a lot of times involve Skip Bayless giving you his hot sports opinions.
His manufactured sports opinions.
Well, this is Dana Jacobson... Skip, who never really gets a chance to respond here, because Lawrence Frank, the former Nets coach who got fired earlier this year after starting 0-16.
Good to be with you.
He drops the F and the S bomb.
On live TV?
Yes. What the heck was he thinking?
Thanks so much. We appreciate the insight.
Thank you.
Right now, we're going to send it over to First and 10. I know you guys were deep in talk. I asked Lawrence about whether or not what happened with LeBron the other night was a good or a bad thing in the future going ahead, him hitting those jump shots.
Yeah, what did he say?
And he said?
I said, tell Skip that I'd rather have that bad because I'd still be coaching and not sitting here. Give me that other than seeing, you know, some of the we were putting up there.
Yeah.
Oh, stop. Sorry. Well, hey, you're qualified. All right, let's...
Oh, wow. Gosh.
He's dropped it so casually.
Yeah.
It's like he thought they weren't on.
Yeah, they're just, you know, talking like a coach, you know, back in the locker room. I'm sure they get to listen to the response and the very uncomfortable laughter after he says the FNS.
Thanks so much. We appreciate the insight.
Thank you.
Right now, we're going to send it over to First and 10. I know you guys were going to talk. I asked Lawrence about whether or not what happened with LeBron the other night was a good or a bad thing in the future going ahead, him hitting those jump shots.
Yeah, what did he say?
And he said?
I said, tell Skip that I'd rather have that bad because I'd still be coaching and not sitting here. Give me that other than seeing, you know, some of the we were putting up there. Yeah. Oh, stop. Sorry. Well, you're qualified. All right, let's...
Oh, hey. Stop. Or he told himself to stop. All right, so there's Lawrence Frank up for an e-brake. As if 0-16 wasn't enough for an e-brake, another one delivered with an F and an S-bomb. That brings us to the hard line. Both Corby and Mike are involved in this. Now, first of all, they're very guilty of poor acting here as they tried to encourage you to buy gum out. And then Corby loses his place and madness ensues.
How you doing over there? You all right?
Yeah, I'm just fine, except for one thing.
Oh, no. What is it this time?
Well, I'm trying to find a smarter way that I can maximize my fuel economy in my engine, you know?
Yeah.
If I could come up with that or at least get headed down that path, I think I'd be okay.
I swear. Maybe it's me. I thought we just had this conversation, but
I don't remember that.
You need to go with Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner.
I use Lucas Fuel Treatment.
What?
Man. Yeah.
Do you want me to hit you in the face?
Well, what's wrong with that?
That's ridiculous. Gum Out Regain has 10 times the detergent. It cleans twice as many fuel system parts and remains effective for up to 10 Phillips. Lucas, whatever
ten?
You're... Yeah, Lucas treats
you mean
only...
10?
I said 10. Lucas treats only one fill-up. You're a ding-dong dodo dummy.
What do I need to use?
Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. It cleans your fuel system better and longer than Lucas.
What else do I need to use?
That's it.
Line two.
Oh, a clean...
No, copy points. Into the first line.
I don't know. Where are you?
I need to use my what?
Oh, use your motorhead.
Yes.
Use your motorhead.
Yes.
Golly.
Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Use your motorhead. Buy it now at AutoZone. Check out Gum Out. Concentrated.
Just did a dismount there after that. Same performance. And do you think Ryan's is really compelling when he's saying... If I could just get headed in down
in
that path,
sort of, as we were, as it were, of
some such
people direction.
I think they're pretty good actors. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I kind of like it when they go into that little playlist.
Yeah, I think that's quality.
Aren't they performing that at the Garland Theater Center?
For Gum Out?
Yeah, the famous Gum Out versus Lucas.
I just want to hear the very beginning to the end about headed down the right path from Ryan's real quick.
How you doing over there? You all right?
Yeah, I'm just fine, except for one thing.
Oh, no. What is it this time?
Well, I'm trying to find a smarter way that I can maximize my fuel economy in my engine, you know?
Yeah.
If I could come up with that or at least get headed down that path, I think I'd be okay.
You know, in my... And my engine,
as it were,
Aretha,
and
Stevie engine.
So those are your three candidates, Charles Barkley, Lawrence Frank, or the Hardline.
Heath Ledger.
Or 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Papa Joe Givaldi.
Good Givaldi.
Wow.
Name. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Magical Slice Board.
That was kind of Stoma guy saying your catchphrase, George.
Doesn't make it any better. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Morning news. Hope you've had your galik. I'd like to vote for my good friend Lawrence Frank.
Larry King. Thank you, Larry King, right, for chiming in this morning. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Happy birthday, Flea.
Today's Flea's birthday?
Okay. Well, happy birthday to him. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, I'd like to vote for the emergency brake, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I would like to vote for the Hardline.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. What a nice response.
See, that's how you vote. Right there, that's
clean,
how you vote.
Crisp.
You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, guys. At a bomb, 93.3. I'd like to vote for the next Vicodin failure that will leave Mike Ryder.
Okay.
All right, that's a hardline vote, but let's not
bring
kick
up
that
stuff,
kind of dust, okay? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who you vote for?
Hello, is this?
Yes,
is this Michelle Wee's aunt?
Yes.
Yeah, he'll play along, yeah. What? All right, who you vote for?
As it were, as it was, down the right path.
Oh, okay.
I love you. Goodbye.
I thought that was going to be fake Jerry for a second. I guess that's a Ryan's impersonation.
Yeah, I thought that was fake Jerry, too.
What's going on?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I just want to let you know I use Gum Out, and it made me quit doing gum.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Dude, man, I mean, look, here's the deal.
That's Corby. A Corby. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Dude.
Yay. It's so ass. What's going on right now?
They played like ass. I mean,
they're assy.
They were so assy out there and doing that crap and ass.
Casting this.
Soon to be at a community theater near you, the Gumout play by the Hardline.
How you doing over there? You all right?
Yeah, I'm just fine, except for one thing.
Oh, no. What is it this time?
Well, I'm trying to find a smarter way that I can maximize my fuel economy in my engine, you know?
Yeah.
If I could come up with that or at least get headed down that path, I think I'd be okay.
I swear. Maybe it's me. I thought we just had this conversation, but
remember that.
You need to go with Gumout Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner.
I use Lucas Fuel Treatment.
What?
Man. Yeah.
Do you want me to hit you in the face?
Well, what's wrong with that?
That's ridiculous. Gumout Regain has 10 times the detergent. It cleans twice as many fuel system parts and remains effective for up to 10 Phillips. Lucas, whatever
ten.
You're... Yeah, Lucas treats
you mean
only...
10?
I said 10. Lucas treats only one Phillip. You're a ding-dong dodo dummy.
What do I need to use?
Gumout Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. It cleans your fuel system better and longer than Lucas.
What else do I need to use?
That's it.
Line two.
A clean...
No, copy points. Into the first line.
I don't know. Where are you?
I need to use my what?
Oh, use your motorhead.
Yes.
Use your motorhead.
Yes.
Golly.
Gumout Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Use your motorhead. Buy it now. At
so let me get this straight.
Check out
Motorhead, Gumout. They paid for that?
No, it's not Motorhead Gum Out. It's
Gum Out.
It's Gum Out. Gum
Out. Use your Motorhead.
Use your Motorhead.
That's their slogan. Is use your Motorhead.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I guess. I'm sure we comped it for them.
Well, they got to make good here. Playing
yes.
it a couple times here.
Use Gum Out. Use your Motorhead.
Gum Out. All right. How many is that for the Hardline?
It's a good year for the community theater guys. Mm-hmm. They've hit the scoreboard three times this year.
Okay.
Each one of them.
Hey, if you go to
Mike Reiner.
Ooh.
And Corby Davidson with the win this week and the emergency break of the week. 8:09 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Our NFL insider.